This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Are you there? Are you awake? Do you know what's going on? I mean, seriously, today was crazy. You know, some of you fell asleep. I don't blame you. During that whole thing with Zuckerberg. And I'm in technology, I try to listen to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to see what's going on. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Seriously, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do. And I do appreciate the time that you're in there. When I buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to take your money. Hey, listen, tonight you got a couple special guests coming up. And I have a lot of fun with this stuff, too. I mean, I look at these things. Millennials are just a total curiosity to me. And Gabriella Boucher is going to join me. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution and a best-selling author. She's also a TEDx speaker. And, you know, I just want to ask her about millennials. I want to know why, you know, 20% of millennials, they don't know how to make a deal. They don't know how to push back. They don't know how to fight. And I just want to know how people, why people feel, some, and I think Gabriella feels this way, that somehow this group is going to succeed. But I heard one of her talks recently where she actually pushes back on the millennials and says, you know, you got to get off the couch. You got to stop giving people reasons to believe you're lazy, reasons to believe that you won't succeed. And then we're going to have Ronald Kessler's going to be on. He's the author of The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. And he tells the real story of what Donald Trump is about. I had a pretty good interview with him earlier today. A good interview. I should say pretty good. That sounds bad. But it was very interesting, the insights that he has and what he, you know, again, I know he was in there. I know he saw what was going on. Some of the stuff is hard to believe. I don't believe that Kellyanne is the biggest leaker, which is one of the things that he alludes to in the interview. You know, I am dead sure there are some other people that have a direct line to the press there. Right? So we did the story tonight. I find this amazing. We did a story about how the mayor of London has now decided that, you know, he's going to find a way to ban... Check it out. He's going to find a way to ban knives. Isn't that wonderful? Now, he's banning home deliveries of knives bought online. So now you can't get a deal online for a knife kit. You know those guys, there's a station on cable TV. And they do that whole thing where, you know, they talk about knives, different kind of knives, knives you can buy, collectible knives you can buy, and you can only get them online. So now the delivery of knives online, right, to a private address. So now you've got to send them out to a store or some, I don't know, some other avenue or outlet. They'll collect the knives for you. Hopefully you'll get them. See, I don't trust that. What is wrong with these people? It's not a knife issue. It's a life issue. It's a people's heart issue. Where's all this hate coming from? Maybe it's because they get away with it. Maybe it's because the people causing terror with the knives and the guns know that the world is so turned backwards that instead of getting on the criminal, the perpetrator, that they're going to go after law-abiding citizens. They know this. Knives bought online in the future in London will have to be collected in person with retailers responsible for checking that all buyers are 18 or over. New powers are also proposed for the police to seize banned weapons, such as zombie knives. I don't know what the heck that is. Knuckled busters. I'm reading it like it's written. Knuckle busters. Or knuckle dusters. What the heck is a knuckle duster? Okay, obviously, you're not a knife carrier. Okay. And throwing stars. You know, every house should have a dozen of those. You can be arrested for every one of those. The proposed new knife crime offense is going to be subject to a consultation. They follow a Guardian investigation that found it was possible for teenagers to order age-restricted flick knives. I guess those are, you know, the ones that flick open, right? And they can be delivered directly to a private address. Isn't that good of them? There were more than 3,200 knives or 32,000 knife crimes and offenses of England and Wales in 2016, 14% more than the previous year. That's because guns are illegal. Knives were easier to get. There are still gun crimes. Just knives were easier to get. So when they banned the knives, what's next? Baseball bats? I'm not joking. Think of a list of weapons through your mind that you can get your hands on. So what will be next? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Hey, knuckle dusters or brass knuckles?
Oh, brass knuckles. Cool. Because they won't be able to get a hold of those anywhere. Okay, anyway, knife crime has risen during the last 2 years after a long-term downward trend. Right? And it wasn't because they couldn't get them. They're lining it up with, come on, guess what? That's right. All the immigration. Unchecked immigration into London. When we come back, we're going to find out what it's really like to be in the Trump White House. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Okay, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, and I got to tell you, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. But I've been saying for a long time, I love when they say that President Trump is not presidential. I'm okay with that. You should be too. You know, my next guest will help straighten this whole, well, I don't know if it's straightened the whole mess out, but he'll definitely from within inside the White House, he saw what went on. I'm here with Ronald Kessler. He is the he's written a book called The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. Now, you know, it's really funny because we've talked about this on the show plenty of times, how what is throwing people off, or a big part of what's throwing people off, is President Trump is not, as they say, presidential. What they mean by that is he doesn't do what they want him to do when he wants him to do it, or what their expectation is of what a president should be. But Ron has been around the president more than I have. He's been around the White House more than I have. And I want to welcome to the show Ronald Kessler. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Thank you for that very prescient introduction.
You know, it's we have talked about this a dozen times on the show where you know, I think that he's been thrown off a little bit with, quote-unquote, draining the swamp because, A, he didn't think it was as bad as it was, and, B, I believe that he really didn't understand how Washington operates, how they truly operate behind the scenes. I mean, he really, he's in there wanting to do what's right for the American people, and he's looking around going, apparently, you guys don't. You know, so why don't you give us an idea of, you know, you've been there. Give us an idea, an 84,000 overview.
Yeah. Well, you know, despite everything, he is achieving these amazing results. Mm-hmm. On the economy, the stock market up 40% since the election, record low unemployment, never before achieved record low black unemployment, a GDP that exceeds Obama's, which was never above 3% on a yearly basis the year. And then on the foreign side, almost totally getting rid of ISIS by removing the shackles on the military and getting Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic ideology. He's about to meet with the North Korean leader. It's just endless. And of course, he has his special style. I interviewed Norma Forder, who was his top aide for 26 years. She really knew him more than anybody else on both the business and the social side. When she joined the organization, there were only 7 other employees. And she said there are 2 Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV who makes these sometimes outrageous comments in order to get attention for his brand and now for his presidency. And then there's the real Donald that insiders know, who's just the opposite. He listens, he's thoughtful, he's composed, and that sort of sums up the way Donald does his shtick.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I know another attorney that worked with him for years and says the exact same thing about him. What you see on TV is not the guy that he dealt with, or not the guy that he knew. So I thought it's really interesting. Now, you've known them for 20-plus years, correct?
Correct. I first got to know him when I flew down in his plane with my wife, Pam, who's also a former Washington Post reporter, to do a book on Palm Beach. I call that my midlife crisis. I had to drink champagne more and go to more parties. And on the way down, he imitated the nasal constricted tones of the blue blood old guard in Palm Beach condemning his club, Mar-a-Lago, because it admits blacks and Jews. There's still some clubs in Palm Beach that will not admit them. And he said, I want to be loved and I enjoy sticking it to them. And that pretty much sums up Donald Trump. I want to be loved and I enjoy sticking it to anybody who gets in my way.
Well, wait a minute. We talk about the same Donald Trump that they all say does, you know, hates blacks, he's a racist, and you know hates Jews. I mean, seriously.
There you go. This is the Donald Trump who dated a black model for almost 2 years, Carrie Young, before meeting Melania, and Lynn Patton, an African American, for years was the most trusted, one of the most trusted people in the Trump organization. She's now in the administration. And back in the early 80s, he put Barbara Rez, who is a female, by the way, in charge of constructing his Trump Tower. At that point, in those days, there was no such thing as a female construction executive. But he said, it's yours, you take care of it, spend the money as if it's your money. That is just a few examples of the mythology about Trump.
You know, Ron, did he, I don't know if you had a chance, really had a chance to talk to him in depth about this, but did he really expect them to hang on so long in tearing him up and constantly coming at him? You think he perceives this to be a 4-year battle, or did he figure eventually it would settle down?
I don't think he anticipated this. I don't think anybody anticipated this. Although I anticipated him winning. I wrote in the Daily Mail January 2016 that he will win the presidency, and that's before he was even nominated. But no, you know, this is so unprecedented. It's simply unbelievable. There's a in my book, the Trump White House, I cite a family in Potomac, Maryland, where I live, saying that they're not going to take vacations because they don't want to contribute to the Trump economy. Can you believe it?
Wow. Yeah. No, it's even worse when you, I mean, for what, 8 years, I was beat up about not wanting President Obama to succeed. I said, no, that's wrong. I want President Obama to succeed because then we all win too. Any president that wins, the rest of us win. And here we're seeing just the opposite with President Trump. They are so ravenous on his failure. It's just it's mind-boggling to a degree. So
it is. I mean, they just totally ignore the obvious results and focus on anything they can find.
Yeah, I agreed. So we got to go for, you know, I believe in capitalism. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to get into some of what goes on inside the White House. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ronald Kessler. He is the author of The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. And boy, did he ever. We'll be back in a few minutes. You know, we always change the rule. I mean, they didn't want him to change any rules. They don't want Trump to do anything that's different, anything they can't get their arms around. And if you look at what's happening right now, you look at what's happening with President Trump's personal attorney having his office raided. These guys don't know what to do with him. He's going to beat this one, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Back more after the break about the Trump White House when we come back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to the interview, because I think you need to hear, most of you are probably on the same page listening, but you really need to hear somebody from the inside talk about President Trump, really. Let me bring my guest right back on, because it's a topic we love to talk about around here. And, you know, President Trump brought a whole different way, if you would, of doing business to the White House. And I think what he's done is he's actually brought business to the White House, brought some sanity to the White House and as how things should be handled. You've got people that end up as president of these United States that really have never been in with the regular people, never had to build or deal with the government the way Donald Trump has. So Ronald Kessler is the author of The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. And Ronald, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
You know, and you bring it up in the book. I think I'm so glad that you deal with this, which is, again, he's the non-presidential president. And, you know, I don't mean that in a negative way, and I know you don't either. When you kind of allude to that, you know, he is doing business the way the rest of us would do business to be successful, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's really well put.
You know, and you've got his kids. You know, everybody got up. It's really funny how everybody got really up in arms about him having his kids there working in the White House. Well, if a person is capable, if a person has the experience, if a person is successful, why wouldn't you want a person, even if a relative, to be in and around you? You bring up Ivanka and her husband Jared, and not so positive. I mean, they may not have had such a positive or have such a positive influence on his decision making, right?
That's right. You know, they actually are naive. They urged him to fire Jim Comey as FBI director, which led to the appointment of Mueller as the special counsel, and they also urged him to hire Anthony Scaramucci, which must be the most foolish hire in the history of the White House. But they thought he could burnish their image. You know, he sweet-talked them, and they just fell for it. Also, Kellyanne Conway is the number one leaker. She actually, while I was recording the interview at the White House, apparently forgot that she was on the record and started bad-mouthing Reince Priebus and Jared and Ivanka, saying things that are obviously untrue about Reince Priebus, saying that Jared and Ivanka are big leakers. I've interviewed aides who said that they have seen text messages that she has sent to reporters in which she leaks as well. So this is something that Trump, you know, I'm sure was not aware of. He's reading about it now in the book. We'll see what happens.
You know, I've always been surprised. I don't know if you have a handle on this. I'm just throwing this out to you. But I've always been surprised at the original team that he hired around him and what have you. And again, maybe he thought it was a continuation of the campaign when it comes to, you know, people that he could have put in place. You know, Jeff Sessions right now, I think, is a nightmare. I think he's a real problem. I think Rudy Giuliani would have done a much better job. You think these were choices that were maybe somewhat influenced by his kids?
No, the Sessions appointment was really people in Congress. Sessions is widely admired within Congress, and I think he is doing a good job. I think, you know, he's been fulfilling Trump's agenda, and he had to recuse himself under the law. There was no question about it. Giuliani did not want to be Attorney General. Trump did offer it to him. He wanted to be Secretary of State. Trump didn't want him to be Secretary of State. But I think what's happening now is that Trump is going with the people that he has known for a long time, that he's comfortable with, that he admires, as opposed to someone like Tillerson, whom he didn't know at all and was recommended by someone. I think it's going to be smoother sailing from now on.
Yeah, I look at Sessions and I think he's missed the ability. And again, personal opinion. I don't know. I don't want to be that. What do they call Monday Night Quarterbacks? Where I'm sitting there trying to figure out why he's doing what he's doing. But you know, I look on the front end of this and say, you know, Sessions could have given, or I believe he could have given, a lot more guidance to the Mueller's or what have you, just laying out the guy. I know he recused himself, but he could have laid out some guidelines and some foundations for them to follow in the investigation. It seems like right now they're all over the place, and nobody from the DOJ is stepping up to say anything or do anything.
Well, the most amazing thing in my book, one amazing thing in my book is actually a Washington Post story from last August 14th, which everyone has ignored, which quoted emails that were turned over by the White House to congressional committees in which the campaign aides rejected any possible overture of meeting with the Russian leadership. Papadopoulos, this minor Trump aide, was proposing that they all go meet with Russian leadership. And Manafort, the chairman, said, absolutely not, we're not going to do that. And he assigned someone to make sure that Trump doesn't do this. His deputy, Gates, said the same thing, we're not going to do this. They assigned someone else to make sure that nobody responds to any requests like that. What more do you need to know about the alleged that the campaign itself was rejecting it? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They're looking just like the raid on Trump's attorney's office. And I mean, I look at that and think there were so many other more important issues, places they could have raided before they got to Trump's attorney and something that really, to a big degree, has absolutely no bearing from a quote-unquote Russian investigation. That's why I said to you, there's so many things there that President Trump is having to spend his time with that he doesn't really need to, or he shouldn't be, I should say. Don't you agree?
Yeah. You know, certainly it's an unfortunate distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I interviewed him. The only interview that he has given for a book, or he says he will give for a book as president, and this took place at Mar-a-Lago the night before New Year's Eve. And I asked him, why are you agitated about the Russian investigation? It's all foolishness. And he said, you know, well, I just care about the truth. You know, but he wasn't getting angry about it. He was composed. We can all understand what it feels like to be unjustly accused, not only within the investigation, but also certainly in the media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. The Trump's Secret Service Director, Randolph Ailes, proposed withdrawing protection from some family members and aides. I mean, I'm thinking about the family members for Trump. What a crazy idea. And I don't know. I have to question the sanity of a man who would say, hey, we're not going to protect your family, or maybe we shouldn't protect your family because it costs too much money.
That is so well put. The sanity is in question. Really. Unbelievable. White House aides immediately shot down the idea. They were horrified. And you're absolutely right. You have to wonder about the sanity. And certainly, you got to replace this guy before a tragedy occurs. I mean, it's unbelievable. An assassination nullifies democracy and is the end of the election. It's simply unthinkable.
Yeah, it's, you make a comment in the book where you talk about the fact that Trump actually calls certain reporters directly, and he's feeding them stories, and they attribute it to a senior White House official, which I think is great. And it creates the impression that the White House is leaking more than it actually does. But, I never said this directly, but I've always felt like somehow he was directing information getting out, because then he puts the press in a defensive mode. The White House always ends up being in a defensive mode on its own. I think he sets the media on an offense, on the defensive mode, and they're on offense. You agree with that?
I do. I wondered under George W. Bush why they not only would not attack the media, but they would even keep giving interviews to reporters who were nasty. And Trump will do this as a strategy, because he knows that if some of these interviews are attributed to a White House source rather than Trump, they'll get bigger play. They'll be picked up as exclusive stories, and that's why he does it. But it does contribute to the impression that there are more leaks out of the White House than there already are.
Yeah, I like the fact that it actually sends, I joke on the show that in past administrations, the president gets up in the morning, communications staff gets up in the morning, they look at the paper to see, what the press is saying about them. And I think the press gets up now and has to look at the paper to see what the president has said about them, and they have to respond accordingly. I just find that very pleasant to know.
Yeah, I know, from sources in the White House correspondence, behind the scenes, they mock him, they laugh at him, they deride him, and that's just a bunch of lemmings. They all follow each other. If they went out of that circle, they'd all be ostracized.
More with Ron Kessler right after the break. The Trump White House, you can imagine, is different than anyone else's. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com, or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. But listen, we're interviewing with Ronald Kessler. He's, you know what, he's written a book called The Trump White House. Let's just get right to him, because I think you're going to enjoy this. I'm enjoying it. Just be quiet and listen. We're back, and my guest is Ronald Kessler. He is the author of The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. And I'm having, I think we're having a pleasant conversation about what goes on within the White House. And you know, it really is a game changer. President Trump has changed how government operates, or at least at the White House level. And they don't know what to do with him. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, or if you're not on any side of the aisle, this is really a different way of doing business. Ron, thanks for joining me. And don't you? I mean, he's brought a whole different way of doing business to the government / in the White House, right?
Yeah, and you know, his comments that are sometimes outrageous actually enhance his power, because they draw more attention to him. He's the number one subject of the media every day. And so world leaders want to kowtow to him and gravitate to him. CEOs want to meet with him. That is something that increases his power as a leader. So there's always a two-edged sword to what he does. There's always a carrot and a stick. You see the results with the Chinese leader. Already he's starting to say that he's going to reduce tariffs He voted for, China voted for, sanctions against North Korea and the UN for the first time. But at the same time, Trump, meets with him on Mar-a-Lago and they have a good time. That's the way he operates. He's a deal maker, and, I really, describe that in the book.
Well, I love that about him. And again, when Ronald Reagan was screaming about tearing down the wall, they go, oh my God, cowboy politics and oh, cowboy detente, it's not going to work. He's going to get the Russians upset or the Soviets upset at the time. And look what happened. And I think that Donald Trump is, you know, I tell people all the time, you want to see what he's doing? Read The Art of the Deal. If you read The Art of the Deal with open mind, you're going to see how he operates and why he's doing some of the things he's doing. Agreed?
Agreed. And that's a great comparison to Reagan. Reagan, you know, got rid of the Soviet Union, bolstered the economy big time, was totally reviled by the media, same as Trump.
Yep.
Now he's one of the greatest presidents.
Yeah, I know. I
look at the Gallup poll.
Oh yeah, I look at this stuff and, yeah. And I know it's sad to say it this way, but you got to laugh to a degree. You've written 20 plus books now, and a lot of them dealing with the FBI and the CIA. The Department of Justice as a whole. When you see what's going on today, I got to ask you, with all your years of experience, are you surprised to see how they're operating?
Actually, I'm a little appalled at some of the claims against them because a lot of them are based on misinformation. I do go into this in the book. I explain why Hillary could not have been indicted under the existing laws. There's simply no precedent for doing that under that particular law without a showing of criminal intent, such as lying to the FBI. But, you know, that's a minor part of the book. You don't have to read that part. The important thing is Trump, how he operates, what he's like, how he makes decisions, who he consults, and the fact that he really puts a mask over his face. He doesn't want people to know what he is like. For example, he hands out $100 bills to janitors when they move furniture. He doesn't want people to know that. I asked him about that when I interviewed him. I said, you know, why don't you want people to know that softer side of it? And he said, who told you that? Where did you find that out? You know, he didn't even want that out. And the fact that Melania is a powerful influence in the White House doesn't want that out. She sits in on meetings. She'll contribute her strategy. I quote Reince Priebus as saying that her judgment is impeccable. She also gives him articles, including negative ones, that she thinks he should read. She will disagree with him when she feels that she should. And she was the one who got him to run in the first place.
Really?
He was sort of pussyfooting around. Yeah. He was pussyfooting around about it, and she said, you know, nobody's going to believe that you're really running unless you declare your candidacy. And that's what he did. And sure enough, he shut up in the polls. So she is really a marvel.
You know, it's really interesting how the people regard him as, you know, wanting to dominate women and being this guy that he truly isn't, if you would. And yet he tends to be with very strong and smart women. For a guy that you know, supposedly
that's
hates
so
women
true.
And puts them down, Melania is no slouch, right?
She, you know, speaks six languages, and yet, you know, people like Chelsea Handler, who are supposedly pro-immigrant, make fun of her accent. It's just unbelievable. When you see them together, you see, you know, that marriage is going to last. I saw them most recently at Mar-a-Lago, you know, before New Year's Eve, and at the New Year's Eve party, which alone is worth buying the book for, and they laugh and they tease with each other and they have these very intense discussions. So that is really, really a very pleasing aspect of the book, because you find out what she's like, what the relationship is like.
You know, it's funny because I sit there and I listen to people who say things to him. I listen how people think that, you know, he's got no sense of humor and he's stuck up and all that. I'm going, look, guys, you need to understand something. First of all, he has to come at this from a position of strength. He has to look like, you know, he's not willing to put up with any tomfoolery. We were in a lot of trouble as a country, and, you know, he's gone. I mean, think about it. As you said earlier, alluded to earlier, look what he's done with the Chinese president. Look what he's done in North Korea. Look what he's been able to do with ISIS. But when you're constantly pounded at, as he has been constantly pounded at, with lies, it's not like they come after him with something that's true and he's sitting there going, oh my God, how do I clean this up? It's a lie most of the time. And you would get a little rough, a little you would, around the edges too, wouldn't you?
Sure, but he does retain his sense of humor. I asked him at Mar-a-Lago, how do you like being protected by the Secret Service? This was early on. And he said, I love it. You know, I'll be playing golf, and there'll be 20 agents all around me, and they're all looking in different directions. So when I miss a shot, they don't see it. That's great.
That is funny. That is pretty good. But one attorney in particular I knew worked around him for 3 or 4 years and said, yeah, that guy that you see on TV is not the guy I was around, not the guy that I worked with. Even though they were working on legal papers, he had a whole different viewpoint of it. His kids, you know, Donald's not the most conservative guy in the world, but he definitely along the lines of how I would approach some of the things. Do his kids tend to be much more liberal than him?
No, actually, Don Jr. is probably more conservative than he is. And Eric, you know, I'd say is about the same. Ivanka, though, is more liberal. There's no question about that. And that, you know, led to a lot of friction in the White House, especially when Steve Bannon was there. But, you know, she carved out her own pet projects. But I do say that Jared and Ivanka are the Teflon aides because they were responsible for these disastrous decisions, although in the end, of course, it was Trump that made the decisions, and yet he's not going to remove them. They're family members. He recognizes that they are problems, and he even has hinted to them that maybe they should go back to New York, but I think they're in there until they want to leave.
You know, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I know I'm kind of all over the place, and I'm curious about this stuff. He's always had somewhat of relationships with world leaders because of what he has to do. You know, when I see him out in Arab countries, he's out in the Asian countries and with the Chinese leaders, he had definitely, you can't say it any other way, he has got a solid, respected relationship with these people, much more than we had with our overseas allies in years gone by. Would you say that's true?
You know, first of all, they respect him because they know he's a strong leader and he's not afraid to take action, such as sending missiles into Syria. That's a message to the world that we're not going to be messed with. But also, he is very charming in person. He's very candid in person. And, you know, during the campaign, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce called for a boycott of his properties over his comments about Mexicans coming into the U.S., which was misinterpreted as being racist. It simply meant that, of course, if you're going to choose to violate U.S. laws, you're more likely to be a criminal. But Hispanic Chamber of Commerce called for a boycott of his properties. A few months later, the head of it met with Trump in Trump Tower, spent an hour and a half with him. He emerged, and he told CNN, my God, he's a totally different person. He listened. He was thoughtful. You know, and that's the difference.
That's usually how it goes, too. Hey, Ron, it was a pleasure having you with me, and the book is The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game, and it's a great read. Again, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, a lot more coming up. We're talking millennials in the next hour. I mean, that didn't get excited about that like I did. No warm tingle? No, I know how it feels. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Go heat up your coffee, get your drink, do whatever it is you do, and then come on back. We got a lot more to talk about.